How to own the room on any video call. In today's digital-first business landscape, video calls have become the new conference rooms. Whether you're pitching to clients, leading a team meeting, or interviewing for a position, your ability to command presence through a screen can make or break your professional success. The challenge lies in translating in-person charisma to the virtual world where technical issues, distractions, and the absence of physical proximity create unique barriers to effective communication. The good news? Video call presence is a learnable skill. With intentional preparation and practice, you can develop the ability to own any virtual room just as effectively as you would in person. This comprehensive guide will equip you with practical strategies to elevate your video call presence, helping you communicate with confidence, authority, and authenticity no matter who's on the other side of the screen. Setting the stage, preparation is power. The foundation of commanding presence on video calls begins long before you click the Join Meeting button. The most impressive virtual communicators understand that preparation creates confidence, and confidence creates presence. Start by clarifying your objectives for each call. Ask yourself, what specific outcome am I seeking? What information must be conveyed? What impression do I want to leave? This clarity allows you to structure your communication strategically rather than rambling or appearing unfocused. Next, research your audience thoroughly. Understanding who you're speaking to, their priorities, communication preferences, and potential objections enables you to tailor your message for maximum impact. This audience-centered approach signals respect and builds rapport instantly. For high-stakes calls, consider creating an agenda or outline of key talking points. This doesn't mean memorizing a script, which often creates stiffness, but rather organizing your thoughts to ensure you cover essential information. Share this agenda in advance when appropriate, as it sets professional expectations and demonstrates your organizational skills. Finally, practice aloud, preferably standing up, to work through any verbal stumbling blocks. As research has shown, our voice quality and confidence tend to improve when we stand, creating a more commanding presence even through digital channels. These preparation steps create a foundation for success that will be apparent the moment you appear on screen. Technical excellence, creating a professional environment. Technical mishaps undermine authority faster than almost any other factor on video calls. When you fumble with settings or appear in poor lighting, you communicate a subtle message, "I haven't mastered this environment." Conversely, technical excellence creates an immediate impression of competence and professionalism. Start with your background, the visual context that frames every word you speak. Choose a clean, uncluttered setting that won't distract from your message. While virtual backgrounds can work in a pinch, they often create artificial edges around your figure that can be distracting. A real background, whether a tidy home office, a blank wall, or a professional setting, typically creates a more authentic impression. Lighting makes an enormous difference in how you're perceived. Position yourself facing a natural light source when possible, or invest in an affordable ring light to eliminate unflattering shadows. Remember, when people can see you clearly, they tend to trust you more and focus better on your message. Camera positioning is crucial yet often overlooked. Your camera should be at eye level, not looking up at your chin or down at your forehead. This may require elevating your laptop on books or purchasing an adjustable stand. The goal is to create the digital equivalent of eye contact, which research consistently links to perceptions of confidence and trustworthiness. Audio quality often matters more than video. Invest in a decent microphone, even a mid-range headset is vastly superior to most built-in computer mics, and find a quiet location for calls. Background noise forces listeners to work harder to understand you, depleting the cognitive resources they need to engage with your actual message. Finally, familiarize yourself with the specific video platform before important calls. Each system has unique features and potential technical pitfalls. A few minutes exploring the interface can prevent embarrassing fumbles when it matters most. This technical foundation creates a distraction-free environment where your ideas and presence can shine. The power of nonverbal communication. Studies suggest that up to 93% of communication effectiveness is determined by nonverbal cues. On video calls, these signals become even more concentrated, as people focus intensely on your face and upper body. Mastering nonverbal communication can dramatically enhance your ability to show up as a leader in virtual meetings. Eye contact fundamentally shapes how others perceive your confidence and trustworthiness. On video calls, this means looking directly at your camera when speaking, not at your own image or the images of others on screen. This creates the impression that you are looking directly at your audience. While it feels unnatural at first, this technique powerfully enhances your connection with listeners. Posture communicates volumes about your confidence and engagement level. Sit or stand with your spine straight, shoulders relaxed but pulled slightly back. This power posture not only projects authority to others but actually triggers biochemical changes that help you feel more confident from within. Facial expressiveness becomes particularly important in the virtual environment, where subtle body language cues may be lost. Smile authentically when appropriate. Use your eyebrows to emphasize key points. Allow your face to reflect genuine reactions to the conversation. This animation keeps viewers engaged and signals your emotional investment in the interaction. Hand gestures, when used purposefully, enhance comprehension and emphasis. Keep gestures within the camera frame, and use them to illustrate concepts, emphasize key points, or express enthusiasm. Research shows that appropriate gesturing actually helps speakers form clearer thoughts and more articulate expressions. Remember to manage distracting movements like excessive swaying, touching your face, or fidgeting with objects. These behaviors diminish your appearance of confidence and can pull attention away from your message. Small, deliberate movements appear more authoritative than constant motion. Vocal dynamics, your most powerful tool. Your voice is perhaps your most powerful instrument on video calls. Without the full range of in-person cues, vocal dynamics take on heightened importance in conveying authority, engagement, and nuance. Volume modulation creates emphasis and maintains attention. Speaking slightly louder than your conversational voice, without shouting, projects confidence and helps ensure you are clearly heard. Lowering your volume strategically can create intimacy or draw listeners in during important points. This dynamic range prevents the monotone delivery that leads to disengagement. Pacing the speed at which you speak dramatically impacts how your message is received. Speaking too quickly suggests nervousness and makes comprehension difficult. Speaking too slowly can drain energy from the interaction. Aim for a measured pace that allows for comprehension while maintaining engagement, slowing down for complex ideas and slightly quickening for enthusiastic or lighter moments. Strategic pausing is a hallmark of powerful communicators. Brief pauses before key points create anticipation. Pauses after important statements allow for absorption. Don't fear silence, it creates space for impact and reflection. As one communication expert notes, the pause is as important as the word. Pitch variation prevents the dreaded drone that puts listeners to sleep. Slightly raising your pitch when asking questions or expressing enthusiasm, and lowering it when making authoritative statements, creates natural speech patterns that keep listeners engaged. This vocal variety is particularly important on video platforms where attention tends to wander more easily than in person. Finally, eliminate filler words like like, and you know. These verbal crutches significantly undermine perceived competence. Practice replacing them with brief pauses, which actually make you appear more thoughtful and deliberate. Recording yourself during practice sessions can help identify these habits so you can systematically eliminate them. Engagement strategies, creating genuine connection. The most effective virtual communicators don't just speak at their audience, they create genuine connections despite the digital divide. Strategic engagement techniques can transform a sterile video call into a memorable and impactful interaction. Begin by acknowledging participants individually when appropriate. Using people's names and referencing their specific contributions makes them feel seen and valued. This personal touch fosters goodwill and attentiveness throughout the conversation. Ask thoughtful questions that encourage meaningful participation. Open-ended inquiries, those that can't be answered with a simple yes or no, typically generate more insightful responses and demonstrate your interest in others' perspectives. Follow up on responses to show you are truly listening rather than just checking a participation box. Incorporate strategic storytelling to illustrate key points. Human brains are wired to engage with narrative, and a well-chosen story can make complex or abstract ideas more relatable and memorable. Keep stories concise and relevant, with clear connections to your main message. Use visuals selectively to enhance understanding. Whether sharing slides, diagrams, or demonstrations, visual elements can powerfully supplement your verbal message. However, use them judiciously. Constantly switching between shared screens can fragment attention. When you do share your screen, continue to engage verbally to maintain the human connection. Perhaps most importantly, demonstrate active listening when others speak. Nod appropriately, maintain attention, and respond in ways that prove you've absorbed their message. In the virtual environment, these signals of attentiveness must be slightly amplified to register effectively. This reciprocal engagement creates an atmosphere of mutual respect that elevates the entire interaction. Handling challenges, turning problems into opportunities. Even with perfect preparation, video calls inevitably present unexpected challenges. How you handle these moments often has more impact on your perceived leadership than when everything goes smoothly. The key is maintaining composure while addressing issues directly. When technical difficulties arise, avoid excessive apologies or displays of frustration, which only magnify the disruption. Instead, acknowledge the issue concisely, implement a solution, and move forward. Having a backup plan like phone dial-in information or alternative meeting links demonstrates foresight and adaptability that enhances your professional image. Interruptions require tactful management. If someone cuts you off, politely but firmly reclaim your speaking turn, "I'd like to finish this thought before we move on." Conversely, if you accidentally interrupt someone else, briefly apologize and yield the floor. These moments showcase your interpersonal skills and commitment to respectful communication. Difficult questions or challenges to your ideas provide opportunities to demonstrate confidence and expertise. Respond thoughtfully rather than defensively, acknowledging valid points while clearly articulating your perspective. This balanced approach positions you as both knowledgeable and open-minded, a powerful combination that builds credibility. When attention seems to be waning, evident through decreased eye contact, multitasking, or minimal responses, shift your approach. Ask an engaging question, introduce an unexpected element, or briefly summarize key points to recapture interest. This flexibility shows emotional intelligence and audience awareness that distinguishes superior communicators. Remember that challenging moments, handled well, often become opportunities to showcase your leadership qualities. Maintaining poise under pressure leaves a more lasting impression than perfect performance in ideal conditions. Expert resources on owning the room consistently emphasize this adaptability as a cornerstone of communication excellence. Pre-call mental preparation, the inner game. Your internal state profoundly influences your external presence. The most impressive virtual communicators cultivate specific mental habits that enable them to project confidence consistently across contexts. Before important calls, take a few moments for centering practices. Deep breathing, inhaling for 4 counts, holding briefly, and exhaling for 6, activates your parasympathetic nervous system, reducing anxiety and creating the physiological conditions for calm authority. Some leaders also use brief visualization, imagining themselves communicating with clarity and impact. Adopt empowering mental frameworks about the interaction. Rather than viewing the call as a performance where you might be judged, consider it an opportunity to create value through connection. This perspective shift reduces self-consciousness and focuses your energy on service rather than self-protection. Implement rituals that help you transition into your professional mindset. Whether it's arranging your space, reviewing key points, or simply sitting tall and taking 3 deep breaths, consistent pre-call routines train your brain and body to shift into a state of focused presence. Remember to monitor and manage your self-talk throughout the interaction. When internal criticism or anxiety arises, acknowledge it without judgment and redirect your attention to the present moment and the value you're offering. This mental discipline prevents internal distractions from undermining your external presence. As one expert video on commanding presence explains, your audience can only feel as comfortable with you as you are with yourself. This inner work creates the foundation for authentic confidence that others can sense, even through digital channels. Advanced techniques for virtual influence. Once you've mastered the fundamentals of video call presence, specific advanced techniques can elevate your impact even further, helping you stand out in a world of virtual communication. Strategic contrast creates memorable moments. Varying your communication style, alternating between formal presentation and conversational exchange, or between serious discussion and appropriately light moments, prevents the monotony that leads to disengagement. This dynamic range makes your presence more compelling and human. Intentional vulnerability, used judiciously, can create powerful connections. Sharing relevant challenges you've overcome or acknowledging areas where you are still developing builds authenticity and relatability. This doesn't mean oversharing personal information, but rather showing appropriate human dimension that makes your expertise more accessible. Message framing significantly impacts how information is received. Present ideas in terms of benefits to your specific audience rather than abstract features. When addressing concerns, acknowledge them directly before pivoting to solutions, demonstrating both empathy and capability. These framing techniques make your communication more persuasive and audience-centered. Energy management becomes crucial for maintaining presence across multiple calls. Protect your calendar by building in recovery periods between video interactions. Some leaders follow the 50-10 rule: 50 minutes of focused engagement followed by 10 minutes of mental and physical reset. This pacing ensures you can bring your best energy to each interaction rather than declining throughout the day. Finally, consistent follow-through after calls, sending promised resources, implementing agreed actions, or simply acknowledging valuable contributions extends your presence beyond the meeting itself. This reliability builds trust and enhances your reputation as someone who delivers on commitments. Conclusion. Commanding presence on video calls isn't an innate quality but a learnable skill developed through consistent practice and refinement. By implementing the strategies outlined in this guide, you can transform how you are perceived and experienced in virtual environments. Begin by focusing on just one or two elements at a time, perhaps your technical setup this week, vocal dynamics the next. Record practice sessions to identify specific areas for improvement. Seek feedback from trusted colleagues who can offer objective observations about your impact. Remember that authenticity remains the foundation of genuine presence. These techniques should enhance your natural communication style rather than replacing it with an artificial persona. The goal is to present your best, most effective self, not to become someone else entirely. As video communication continues to dominate professional interaction, your ability to command virtual presence will increasingly differentiate you as a leader. Those who master this skill set will find themselves with expanded influence, opportunities, and impact regardless of physical location. With deliberate practice and advanced communication techniques, you can ensure that when you appear on screen, you don't just participate in the conversation, you own the room.